This episode of TMS is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to Squarespace.com and use the offer code MORNING9. Coming up on TMS, Chewie likes it when you wear his backpack.
SLC Comic-Con was pretty crazy.
Scott is moving north.
Drunk wasps are not something to mess with.
Speaking of wasps, some dude burns down his neighbor's house while trying to rid his life of them.
Riddick does pretty well over the weekend.
Arsenio Hall returns to late-night television.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Major spoilers.
Eric's app review.
Maybe his axe review, too. Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
The naked truth about a Sandy hamburger. Strip away its toasted sesame bun, onion, crisp lettuce, and pickles. Strip away its ripe tomato, cheese, and mayonnaise. And what have you got? Just another hamburger? You've got a burger that's a full quarter pound of pure chopped beefsteak. Grilled to perfection, and that's the naked truth.
When you boss me around about the go-gurts.
The Morning Stream, 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 the Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream, it's a thing, right?
What are you doing hanging around listening to this show, The Morning Stream, on Monday in the morning?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what's wrong with me this morning. Having a stroke. I'm drunk. Go home. Monday. It's Monday, September 19th, 2013. It's The Morning Stream. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett right over there.
See you. I'm waving.
How's it going,
waving,
man?
You're good,
like,
how are you?
You're like the Paul Schaefer in the morning, I guess.
That's right, yes. Dave.
Nah. I've been watching Letterman again, you know.
Yeah, now what's the deal? Is he retiring soon?
So here's the deal. He's
seen this is your life kind of stuff on that show.
Yeah. So back in I don't think anything's been officially announced, but I'm getting the feeling something's up.
And it feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like it one bit because to me, Dave is more responsible for my upbringing than half the flesh and blood people I knew growing up. Like, I just watched it incessantly. I've mentioned this on the show before, so I won't say it again. But I just loved Letterman back in the day. I still think he's kind of got it now, and it is exactly the same formula. Like, nothing's changed, really, since his NBC days. Mm-hmm. Same people, same stunts, same stuff, same top 10 list.
Right.
You know, same deal.
Stupid
he's just
metrics.
Yeah, he's just older. And whatever, but it's essentially the same thing, and it still works, and I still like it. So if all of this is your life stuff is leading to anything like him retiring, I'll be sad. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see Jay Leno go away. Oh wait, he is going away.
I mean, you know, he's gonna retire at some point.
The guy's 64, 65, 66, something like that. So, you know,
I would have guessed more, but wow.
Yeah, he's not that old, but he's still, you know, energetic and doing fine, good shape. He looks great. Mm-hmm. But he's starting to look like maybe he's, you know, at some point you get tired, right? You don't want to go out there every night and stand there and do your thing. Everybody can't be Don Rickles where you're going to do it until you're literally dead.
Now bearing in Branson, Missouri, David Letterman.
Exactly. With Paul Schaefer going,
followed by Magic Show
in the background. It'd be great. Right. I do, but I've always loved them I love their music. Like, I love the whole, nobody else is into that kind of mid to late 70s funk. Mm-hmm. And they're like deep into that, and it's great.
Yeah.
Freaking love it.
And then the bands they get I think they get hipper bands on that show than, well, as you say, they used to be, but Fallon and Kimmel get that kind of stuff as well.
That's true. It'll be interesting to see what Fallon does with Late Night, because that's Tonight Show, because that's a storied, weird thing now, you know? That's that's weird, weird, wild stuff over there.
Weird, wild stuff.
So anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about TMS, The Morning Stream. You're familiar with it if you're listening. Maybe. Maybe it's the first time. Maybe this is the worst mistake you've ever made. Let's find out together. So we went to Salt Lake City Comic-Con over the weekend, SLC Comic-Con, as it's been referred to. Mm-hmm. First year. All right. So a lot of anticipation.
They do SLCCC? Is that how they...
Oh, good question. Everywhere I've seen it, it's just been spelled all out. SLCCOM, you know, the whole word.
Right. But
I haven't seen anybody
shorten it on TMS.
I realized as I was going that nobody wants to hear me say all the letters in that word. But yeah, I'm sure some have. Like, it would make sense to say SLCCC. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I never saw it that way. But anyway, first year, a lot of high expectation. A lot of people locally, a lot of nerds locally are like, okay, well, this needs to go well because we really want this here. It's kind of like a franchise in football or basketball or something. It's like you want it to succeed and keep coming back because, you know, we want this sort of thing around here. So I approached it very, with a lot of trepidation, thinking, well, this first year, how good can this be, really? It's going to be a little bit, probably a little backwater, you know, you don't know.
Right.
And it's at the Salt Palace.
Set up right, you know, bad organization stuff.
No one's going to know where to go. How do you register tickets? Like, you just felt like, well, you're all noobs, so you don't know what you're doing yet. Mm-hmm. And I was okay just to be a silent observer. Let's go see how it is. I bought day tickets for Friday. Mm-hmm. Not the whole weekend, just the one day. No VIPs or any of that. I get to, you're going to be mad at me when I tell you a thing, though. Oh, you're just going to be so sad that you know me here in a minute.
Oh, no, really? Okay. Yeah.
So I go in there, and it's at the Salt Palace. It's a giant convention center downtown, right in the center of town. It's an awesome location. It's a place I would do Nerdtacular
hey,
if it made sense.
You're dressed like Rouge, one of the X-Men, right? The X-Men with the white strip in her hair? That's Rouge,
no,
right?
I did not do that. None of those kinds of mistakes. This one's more egregious on a... kind of a once in a lifetime level.
Okay,
you're gonna be pissed at me, but anyway. So we go down there, and it's this awesome convention center. We go in. All you locals know what I'm talking about. It's a huge, spacious place. It's where all the big outdoor, you know, cons are, and all, you know, the outdoor hunting, you know, all the crap you do there. Mm-hmm. It's just a huge place, and it's central to everything. Right in the center of town, billions of restaurants, tons of hotels. Like, it's a perfect place. Anyway, so we go in. Place is freaking to the brim packed with people on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Packed. And I mean, like, I can't move one direction or the other in more than a foot for most of my time there without somebody being in my way. Like, it is really, really packed. I'm like, whoa, these numbers seems high. Like, this is not what I don't think they expected it. Then all these rumblings start coming out. People are passing rumors around that, whoa, today we officially broke the all-time first-year con attendance record. And we're not even through the second day yet.
Wow.
And I found out what that is. It was previous record was 33,000, and that was New York. And we broke it. We tore it a new one. So we now are the record-holding first-year con, which is great. That's all fine and dandy. But what really impressed me was how everything went really well. Registration was nice and tidy. Lots of people directing people where to go. Very organized for a place that is just chock full of everyone and their dog. Plenty of kids and families there. Mm-hmm. You go into the main hall. The booths were awesome. Weta Studios had this giant setup for like all their Weta stuff they're doing with The Hobbit and a million other things.
Oh, cool.
They had huge Lego. This place that was just a giant Lego city that was set up in this place. They had...
is that the one that has like it had Metropolis and Marvel's New York? Like, it's all done in Lego?
Yes, I think so, because it had... Yeah, because they also had Gotham attached to it because it had Batman there and stuff like that. It was a local, apparently it's a local Lego, what do you call that, fan group or
sure. Well, they came here then. They did the same thing.
Oh, maybe it's regional or something. It could be. I wasn't really totally sure. It was so packed in there I could barely get through there. But so that was all going on. They had a giant bus full of zombies. I mean, all the stuff you expect at these things, cosplay everywhere. More Doctor Who's than we started losing count. We counted 23 Doctor Who's in less than 23 minutes.
Right. That's about right.
Yeah, which is great. And hardly any Tom Bakers, which kind of pissed me off.
They're all Matt Smiths. And
who's the other guy?
The guy after Eccleston.
Yeah.
Tennant.
David Tennant was everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and lots
Fez's
of
aplenty.
Yeah. lots of big dudes in, you know, 300 armor. Like, just a lot of the stuff you expect. I'm like, well, this is all right. I get to the Artist Alley area. Tons of actual comic book artists signing work and clogging the alley and making it hard to get through there. And then lots of local talent. But just tons of really interesting artists on display. Like, it was great. And I looked around and went, oh my gosh, everyone's selling the things I make. Mm. Like, my store is full of this stuff. This is irritating me now that I didn't do a booth.
Right.
This isn't the part, by the way, you're going to be mad at me yet. This isn't it.
I'm not there yet. Okay.
No, hold on to your butts for that.
I'm waiting.
So I'm now kind of irritated with myself. I'm like, wait, I could have totally gotten a booth. And then I started asking around, how much for booths? Oh, they're only 200 for the Artist Alley booth, 6x10s. Oh. 6x10s for $200. Nothing. It's nothing. I would have made $5,000 or something in print sales.
Yeah, yeah.
So I should have done it. I'm so mad. I could have gotten a 10x10 booth for $600, split it with Bill Duran or somebody,
mm-hmm.
and just rocked the joint.
Yeah.
I mean, so that bugged me that I was trepidatious and like, we'll see first this year. Let's see how it goes.
Sure. I
should have just sucked it up and did it.
It's not a bad idea, though, to be cautious and just be kind of aware.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
A frog pants booth, man. Damn it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, and big shout out to dozens and dozens of fans who found me somehow in the pile.
Oh, cool.
And that was the other thing that made me mad. I'm like, well, they're all here. They would have supported me, too. Like, all these people who I've seen at Nerdtacular, some I haven't, people I met for the first time. Oh, I got to remember this guy's name. Hold on. Shoot. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law have this neighbor who turns out is a huge fan of everything we're doing. And I got to meet him, and he was totally nice, and now I can't find his name. Hold on a second, everybody. Hold on a second. Okay, here he is. It's Joss and Chelsea. Josh Fitzgerald, specifically. He's the nerd in the house. And he was totally cool, and I just want to give him a shout-out because it was awesome meeting him and his family. They're cute little kids. Anyway, point being, all these great people... shaking hands. I'm giving out pins and prints and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Big success, everybody. Got to hang out with Disney Interactive guys who are also listeners. They were dressed as Jay and Silent Bob and looked dead on, and it was crazy. And anyway, all this fun stuff was going on. Here's the best moment of the entire con for us.
Okay.
We're walking around. You have the big line areas where the celebrities sit.
Sure, yes.
You've got Richard Hatch, Dirk Benedict sitting next to each other. You've got Adam West.
Starbucks. Boom, right there.
Right. You got Adam West and Burt Ward sitting together.
Okay.
Like, it's great. All-star signery going on. And over on the far end, Peter Mayhew. Okay?
Okay. Chewbacca,
right.
Yeah.
Big, tall, weird-looking man, right? And he's over there, and his head is kind of above the crowd because he is a tall guy.
Yes, yes.
So he's kind of seeing over the crowd. Now, we're not in line to get signatures or any of that. We're just kind of walking, and I say, hey, Carter, that's Peter Mayhew. And she goes, oh, is that the guy that is Chewbacca? I said, yeah. She goes, that's so cool. She's wearing a Chewbacca backpack.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah, right. The big furry one mm-hmm. with the bandolier across it.
Yeah. So she's wearing that. And as we pass, and this is all right up her alley. She's having the time of her life. So we as we pass that thing, Chewbacca does a double take at her. So he sees her double takes back to her. She stops in her tracks and knows she's looking at him. and after what felt like a forever pause, just like maybe a few moments, he gives her this big, like broad Chewbacca nod of approval. Like a smile on his face and just nods at her and looks at her and points at her. It was like the coolest thing she could have ever had happen in her life.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
To have Chewie recognize her for her backpack. Anyway, that was totally rad. Here's the part that's going to piss you off.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I'm
preparing myself.
We leave at about 7. We're like, all right, let's beat the crowd to get out of here. They end at 8, right? So we're going to get out of here. I didn't have tickets to any panels or anything like that. I was just checking out the main floor.
Yeah, just doing the show floor and sure.
I was there maybe 5 hours maybe. And that was plenty. We're like, okay, let's go. So we're going to go to dinner, this Greek place out by my daughter's apartment. We thought that'd be good. So we're going to go do all that. And I have all the kids with me. We're all together and it's a blast. We're having total family time. Good times all around. I get in the car and I'm like, I should probably check my texts. Mm-hmm. I check it. About a half hour, 45 minutes earlier, when I'm in the floor and nobody can hear anything and I can't feel my leg vibrate because there's 400 people touching me all the time, I missed a text from a guy who I know already and worked with before, who is part of the organization committee for the con, who says in the text, hey, he knows I'm there. He says, hey, if you're still around, let me know. I'll get you front row for the William Shatner, Adam West panel that's starting at 7:00.
Oh, my God.
Front. I would have had front seats.
Oh, man.
And then he said he
Batman
probably.
And Kirk.
Yes. And he could have got me a backstage handshaking with these two guys.
Oh, which means, you know, potential. This is Adam West and you're listening to the
Morning
Stream. Oh, my
gosh. I would have turned my phone on and just recorded anything that happened from that point forward.
Right.
So I missed this by about 45 minutes. It had started by the time we left. I had no idea and felt like a complete knob.
Oh, man.
Because I missed this text. And he would have gotten me right in. And there was a line like 9,000 people deep to get in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way we're getting in there, guys. Let's just go. And we just forgot about it. We didn't think about it because that was way above my pay grade. I wasn't going in there. And I got this text. I was like, oh, my gosh. I could have sat right at the – I could have supped at the feet of the two worst actors of our generation.
Right. The over-emoting at that panel must have just been palpable, right?
Oh, my gosh. Can't imagine. I mean, I will give this, you know, by the way, excellent LTE coverage downtown and in the con. No problems. If I was using my phone, it was great. It was fast and never had a problem. I didn't use 4G, so I have no idea how that was doing. And I didn't use Wi-Fi, so I can't speak to that. But, you know, if you got an LTE device and you need to be connected to that con, it's awesome. It's great. You'll be in contact all the time. It's fast. No problems. I just didn't hear it, so I didn't know it.
Oh, man.
So thanks to my buddy, and he knows who he is, who tried, but damn it. Next year.
And
Stan Lee,
and, you know,
was
hey,
there.
I'll come out there and we'll, you know, I'll throw some Smooth Federation Free Play stuff onto a table with you.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. We do a 10 by 10. We get you over here. Bill wants to come down.
I'll do like a Frog Pants.
Yeah, just get like a little thing. Even Dunaway said he might consider it.
Start driving now, Brian.
Yeah, get in the car now. And we would have, I know we'd do well. We'd make a bunch of money and it would be fun and we would be able to connect with a bunch of fans. And there were people that ran into fans who were like, yeah, we wanted to find you on the floor. I go, oh, cool. You guys locals? Nope. We flew in from Oklahoma. I mean, there are plenty of people just coming from wherever who happen to be listeners or followers of my art and stuff. So anyway, I'm stoked about the whole damn thing now that it happened because it was really, really good. So yeah, that it may, well, we'll see.
Ooh, we'll Dunaway is committing right now in the chat. I will do it, Scott Johnson in Coverville. I will fly,
okay,
he says.
He's in. He's in
we'll
like
get
Quinn.
Dunaway on a plane for this.
Yeah, the real trick would be, it's probably cheaper to buy
it's
a series.
Doesn't have David Michael to drive him.
That's true. His little personal flyer or driver man.
Right.
And Dave would probably come out as well because he wants, you know, he'd help with merchandise and all that. But anyway, we'll talk about all this more, but it was exciting. It was cool. And I'm glad to see, just on a local pride kind of level, it was awesome to see this much success out of a first year. And so many kids with just the biggest eyeballs just going, oh, that's a dragon, Daddy. You know, things like that. That was awesome. So,
although, you know, maybe we need to talk about you coming out for Denver Comic Con, which is usually in June, I want to say.
Is that early summer you guys do that?
Yeah.
And yours was booming this year, wasn't it?
Ours was booming, too. It was second year, and it was huge. I actually thought we had the record for first day attendance, but
you're up there,
New York.
Yeah, you're up there, and it's first day attendance for first year
for a brand new con. I mean, it would have been last year that we would have gotten that,
And I don't know. I mean, obviously, San Diego kills everybody right now, but I don't know where I don't know where the hierarchy goes from there. But it had to have been 150,000 people over the 3 days here or something. It had to be at least that. It was nuts. Good Lord. Anyway,
we'll talk about that.
And a side note, we're moving. If my life wasn't complicated enough, it's a long story. But basically, we found the place, we found the space, the Frog Pants space needed, what my wife needs. We've been here 9 years, time for a change, time for a move. And we found a place that we want, and it's north, and we like it, and it's a lot closer to everything. And it's, hope it goes through. The big trick is we have to, somebody has to put an offer on our house before we can do it there.
Sure.
You know how it goes. You know, we don't the heady days of 2005 where you could get a loan for nothing.
Just get a loan for anything. Yeah.
Those are gone those days. So we're having to do the system. But anyway, we put it up on Friday, and the last few days have been a series of, oh, someone's coming for an hour. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
Make sure everything's clean. Turn on the lights. Okay, here we go. And then come back an hour later.
I can't imagine what it's like to to be a potential house buyer and walk into the Johnson house. Actually, specifically into the studio basement.
Yeah. You see this stuff, especially with all the new standing gear and everything, this must look like the craziest place you've ever been.
Right.
So I hope it appeals on some level to some nerd dude and his wife who come in here and are like, oh, dude, no way, because there's all this Warcraft stuff in here and game crap.
Are you
going to
leave the Walter White print? Are you going to leave that Garage Hell Scream action figure back there?
You leave the Walter White, bitch? So I'm hoping that
I'm burning your money, bitch.
I'm hoping that you do it really good, Jesse. I'm hoping that it goes quickly and we're done with this soon, because I don't like this at all. Especially when you're working primarily from home, you have to dance around and make this work, and it's just a pain in the a. So anyway, that's happening. If you're interested, cool. Look us up. We're on the MLS. Okay. let's get moving here with a little Stump the Trek Nerd item thing stuff. Let's see. I've done this a few times. You'd think I'd have this down. Here mm-hmm. we go.
There's a button.
Is there
right
a button?
There. There's Push a button. That button right there.
All right. We'll get a first ring, and then we'll double check his availability, and then we'll hit go. Right, Daryl? Ring. Come on. Ring for me. No? Nothing? Come on now.
The person you are trying to reach
is not currently ringing. Please stick your finger in your bum and kiss yourself goodbye. All right, that's, I don't know why that's not working. I'll play the music anyway. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by
Fox Amour. What does the fox say? Fox Amour, pianist, composer, awesome. Original music that takes you on an epic adventure of magical melodies and stirring songs that will leave you wanting a more. He needs your support to make Come Find Me his next album, his greatest yet, and to go record at the Abbey Road Studios with some amazing stretch goals. Go to igg.me/@comefindme and also check him out on Facebook at Fox Amour Music. That's FOXAMOORE Music. Or SoundCloud at Fox-Amour. Don't listen, feel.
Move,
and
feel.
You'll hear his stuff later on in the show.
That's right. We'll have it right here on the show. And also, he mentioned that fox thing. Dude, that fox thing. What the hell? What's going on?
What does the
that?
Fox say? Yeah.
What does the know. Fox say?
It's way better than it would have sounded on paper. Right. Like, oh, that sounds ridiculous.
It does.
But you watch it and it's well produced.
Yep. Amazing.
And
it's amazing. It's one of those great internet moments, really. Really. And I'm going to, real quick here, we're just going to see if we can find out what an actual fox sounds like. Because the whole premise of the song is no one's ever heard a fox make a sound. So they don't know what it sounds like, right?
Sure.
So I'm going to put fox sounds.
No here. One's ever heard it and lived, really, is what,
really?
Is what the, yeah.
Well, here you go. Let's see if this, oh, we got to unmute that. Okay, here we go. Foxes in the wild. Okay, all right. Here we go. Oh. That's weird. Yeah, that's an alarm bark. Here's another one. This is when adult foxes warn.
Sounds like that old gray-haired man in the video.
It does, doesn't it? All right, let's skip ahead a little about this guy. Okay.
Ironic name says, fox sounds like right-wing lies.
Okay, wait. Nice. Vixen. This is a vixen yell. Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like the sound of those at all.
I would leave the forest immediately.
Yeah, I'd get out. I'd get out.
Find the exit sign, the little glowing red exit sign. I would leave immediately.
Well, first I'd look into my camera, and my little booger would be hanging out my nose, and I'd talk about how scared I am, and then I would leave the forest. Then I'd get out of there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it was a reference to the Blair Witch Project. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You see me bow? All right. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
Oh, that's great. You know, we've been watching Battlestar Galactica with the kids, and just one episode here and there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you forget how important a good doctor is to a science fiction show that involves a ship. And Star Trek certainly has had its good doctors, right? It's had a couple of bad ones, but mm-hmm. mostly, for the most part, I think they've done pretty well with their doctors. I would say the worst are Bashir and Pulaski. Otherwise, pretty good stuff. Even Skeletor is all right in my book. But, you know, the doctor on BSG, the smoking dude, I forgot his name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sherman,
right.
Whatever his last name is.
Dutch from Soap.
Yes. Dutch from Soap. Exactly.
Yes.
He is fan-freaking-tastic on that show.
I forgot about him. He is great.
He's so, so good. And I love that he's, you know, he's standing in front of President Roslin, giving her hell about her cancer and smoke and just token on a big fat stogie at the same time.
Right. Every scene you see him, he's smoking.
Yeah,
it's
that
great.
That guy's just great. Anyway, Daryl, let's get to the business at hand. Daryl's the Trek nerd. He comes on the show and does trivia from Star Trek. And here is your question. It is an original series episode, and it deals with the trouble with Tribbles. The Enterprise is ordered to protect a large shipment of Quadro Tricali. Quadra, how would you say that?
Quadro triticale.
No. What? No. Quadro triticale.
Oh, quadro triticale, which is quadro a wheat rye hybrid. Why couldn't they call it wheat rye or something? The people ordering the Enterprise to protect this crap don't think Kirk and Spock know anything about it. Spock says the root grain called triticale, whatever, can be triticale. Can be tracked.
I'm going back to triticale.
Is it? Let's see. Oh, can be tracked back to the 20th century in a certain country. What country is it? Is it A, the United States, B, France, C, England, or D, Canada? Or as I like to say, Canada. Now, while you think about that, I got this for you.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
What are we doing? Which one, Brian? We didn't decide.
Doing Q's Sweet and Sour Nuts.
Okay. That sounds good, appropriate for this show.
Doesn't it?
It does, yes. We didn't give you any warning, Daryl. Do you have that with you by chance?
There's also Flaming Nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got it, yes.
By the way, I don't think Riker, I could be wrong and someone could correct me, but I don't think Riker showed up to the con.
Was he supposed to?
Yeah, he was supposed to be there and he didn't have a table. Great. Stan Lee was there. He was looking real old and he was riding around on an awesome golf cart.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Little E-mobile.
Or a little, not golf cart. Well, I guess it kind of was.
A rascal?
Yeah, kind of a rascal, but more of a, he had a driver driving him around on it. Let's see. Okay, here we go. These came to us from our friend.
Which ones are we doing? Sweet and Sassy? Or Flaming?
Yes.
Dude, did she also send artwork to you guys? Or did I just get that?
Can't hear anything.
I don't have any.
Brian?
There we go. I'm back. Oh. Sweet and Sassy.
Did you, Brian, get the artwork? Did she send you artwork?
I did, yeah.
Oh, man. Look at that.
I know.
I don't get any.
That's beautiful.
I'm sad.
Poor Daryl.
I'm sorry.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wait. This was from Punk Gopher, wasn't it?
No, this was from Viking.
Oh,
Ness.
I got my note. Okay, I got my notes mixed up.
Yeah, this is April Ness. That's awesome. This stuff she does on Vine all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful. I can't wait to put that somewhere. My wife's going to love that. Yeah, she's really talented. Viking Lasser, as I like to refer to her, the girl I would have dated had I known her in high school. All right. Hi, Scott. Picked up some snacks for you and Brian and Daryl that are appropriate since you firsthand experienced Q and his crustiness. Thought it'd be best to ask your opinion. Do you prefer Q's Sweet and Sassy Nuts or do you prefer Q's Flaming Nuts? All right. So we're going to do the Sweet and Sassies. Right?
Yep.
Okay, here they are. Ooh, they look great.
They smell good.
Okay, here we go. Open them up. Can I tell you guys how much better I feel this week? Oh, man.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's day and night.
Oh, I keep forgetting which camera I need to hold these up for now.
All right, here we go. There's one of Q's. Sadly, they're about right. Anatomically representative of Q's nuts. Ooh.
No, that smells
a little bit of
nutty.
A bite to them, too.
They're sassy.
Yeah.
No, these are really good, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be eating all these.
Spice is attacking.
Yeah, there's a little tail in there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not at first.
And these aren't even the flaming ones. Wait till we get to those.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
These finish hot.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah.
You're coming in hot. You're coming in hot, Starbucks. Pull up. Woo. Ah.
Yowza.
Also, you forget how good Katie Sackhoff is in that first season. Holy crap. All of them.
Ouch.
And how you want Edward James almost to be in charge of everything you do.
I think I'm going to be the only one eating the flaming Q's nuts.
I don't know. I like spicy. I'll be all right with it. I'll eat them. I don't mind. I don't mind a hot turd the day later.
It sounds like we got Daryl's dying over here.
I'm a wimp.
Daryl does not like that. He doesn't like the hot. So thank you. Way to go, Viking Lass. Can't wait to try these others. And this art is amazing. I'm sorry, I didn't hold it up. Look at this, you guys. She's really talented. She does these pen and ink collages that are just fantastic. It says on the bottom, I love on the bottom of my frame, it says, there is no right side up or wrong side down to hang this thing, she says.
Right.
Oh, she's so sweet. Anyway,
awesome.
And she wrote a little nice little note in there. All right, thank you, Viking Lass. You're my hero today. Daryl, you're all right. Can you do it? Can you go on?
My tip is if you eat these hot nuts or anything hot, don't follow it with hot coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, don't do that.
Well, feels nice.
The cream should cool it off.
Yeah.
The cream and the coffee.
Yeah. So there you go. Daryl did the thing he told us he wouldn't do.
You can't lick near the tail because that's almost poking out.
There you go. All right. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Star Trek. Oh, birthdays. Who you got?
Oh, we have Jeffrey Combs. He's 59 today. He did 31 episodes of DS9, one episode of Voyager, and 11 episodes of Enterprise as various characters.
I wonder why he didn't do much Voyager. I think he'd been great on there. More of him.
Yeah.
You know? He didn't do any TNG?
Nope.
I just saw the one the other night where he was trying to take over as Grand Nagus. And he was trying to... Who's the Grand Nagus? Inconceivable. I can't think of his name. Wallace Shawn.
Wallace Shawn.
Mm-hmm. He was trying to take the reins from him, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love that guy. He's great. Go see The Frighteners on your Netflix streaming account. He's fantastic in that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to your question. Trivia. Oh, which one of these countries is the origin for this hybrid wheat rye thing that Spock says is the origin country? Is it the United States, France, England, or Canada?
Well, this is one of those episodes that I knew front to back. I could recite the entire script from beginning to end. I can't do that anymore, but back in my day, I could do that.
Back when I was a big Star Trek viewer.
You kids today with your holographic television. All right, well, that seems like you got a good chance here then.
So if my memory is good, which I know it's not, it's my brain says Canada.
Oh, wow. Oh, Canada. Was it you?
Congratulations!
It was them.
You're a winner.
Oh, everyone go watch a hockey game. Spock says the root grain can be tracked to 20th century Canada. In this episode, it turns out the grain was poisoned by Klingons. Ooh. The Tribbles started eating the grain and died. Here's a clip of Spock talking to somebody in school with his knowledge of the grain. Somebody to school. I don't know what he means. Oh, he's trying to school him. I get it.
Oh, okay.
So here's his grain knowledge.
The Quadro Triticale is not wheat, Captain. Of course, I wouldn't expect you or Mr. Spock to know about such things, but Quadro Triticale is a rather...
Quadro Triticale is a high-yield grain, a four-lobed hybrid of wheat and rye, a perennial also, if I'm not mistaken. Its root grain, Triticale, can trace its ancestry all the way back to 20th century Canada.
Mr. Spock, major point.
Enough with the knowledge, Spock. Not what we pay you for.
It's a Sheldon Cooper moment.
Totally. Good job without the laugh track. Good job, everybody involved. Right. And Daryl especially. You've kicked the week off right with a positive answer in the direction of North. And good job, Canada, for featuring prominently in science fiction. That's fantastic. Oh, it's also on BSG. Great to just, you know, see big giant cityscapes. You're like, well, this is a beautiful shot of the Caprican city when you know it's downtown Vancouver the whole time.
Right.
Which is right next to Ottawa, right? They're right next to each other? Something like that.
Yeah, just across the street from...
It's my understanding. Yes. And they both use the same currency. That money, they got holes in it. It's all good.
They're Everyone's by New Brunswick. Good.
Yeah, right. They make all the bowling shoes, right, or something? Daryl, it's time to say goodbye. But before we do, I'd like to tell people where they can find you. You're at The Trek Nerd on Twitter and also on the fine podcast, This Week in Trek, at thisweekintrek.com. Subscribe to it now. You won't be sad. If you like Star Trek, even at all. All right. Give us a hot, spicy quiz here at the end. What do you got?
Okay. This is either a Star Trek alien. I almost said a Star Trek mineral. This is a Star Trek alien or an actual mineral.
All right.
Grazerite.
Grazerite?
Grazerite. I'm going to say mineral.
I'm going to say alien.
Wow, Brian. Or Scott's back on it. It's
yeah! How you like me now? I'm pretty happy about that.
He faked me out a little bit by saying Brian first. Yeah. Happy 2-year anniversary. Annie, these 2 years have been the best in my life. I laughed the loudest, kissed the sweetest, and met my soulmate in these 2 years. I love you, Oscar.
Oh, Oscar. That was nice.
Yeah, well done, Oscar.
You're bringing a tear to my eye.
Maybe throw a little more punctuation in there next time, Oscar. Free.
A few more commas.
Just kidding.
No, he was great. Good job. Drunk Wasps. You heard of these? You hear about this?
I've not heard of Drunk Wasps.
I'm sorry. It's all in caps. I should have yelled it, but I didn't.
Did they cheat on Ant-Man?
No.
Is that what happened?
But they need to go home. They're drunk. Go home. Just when you thought they couldn't get any worse, when they get drunk, they get way worse. The British Red Cross. Hello. You'd like to give blood today. is warning citizens, its citizens, of a record number of wasps in the UK that are out of a job. That is, their queens are fully supplied with nectar, leaving worker wasps to do nothing but laze around and drink fermenting fruit. So they literally are like, oh, the queen's cool, and they just lay around and drink. And it's fermented. So that's great.
Nice.
The Independent report...
Wasps on the dole.
The Independent... reported that as winter approaches, and winter is coming, wasps are becoming bolder and angrier as they get older. And now they these retirees are getting wasted and stinging with more frequency. Quote, it's hilarious that now worker wasps have finished their life's work. All they're going to do now is feast on fermented fruit and get drunk, according to Joe Mulligan, head of the first aid of the British Red Cross. He said this in a news release. Hilarious is not the word we use. A threat to the well-being of every good thing in the world seems more appropriate. They literally go on stinging rampages. Because they
it's like they're retired. Like, what are you going to do today? Yeah. I don't know. Get drunk and go sting people.
Yep. They just they're going from bar to bar. In this case, person to person. And they're leaving havoc in their wake. Now, today's news is all... Wasp-based. It's wasp-based news today.
It's all wasp all the time.
That's right. So even story number two here starts with this headline. Man burns down neighbor's house attempting to rid it of a wasp's nest.
I got rid before you.
Yeah, I got an idea. Let's just burn it. There are plenty of ways to take care of a wasp problem. You have bug spray, exterminators, more bug spray. Guess which option a British man used on his neighbor's home? A flaming rag, Brian. That's the one.
Nice.
A flaming rag. By the way, British.
A flaming rag.
British man. With Stanley just in town, what would he have said British man does? What's
British man. Vulnerabilities are to food with flavor. Ability. His powers are not having his teeth fixed. Excelsior.
Boy. I love it. They do eat bland food. Oh, by the way, a couple of quick congratulations to Terpster, Mark the Terpster Turpin.
Yeah,
who
right.
Who had a birthday over the weekend and got engaged. So there you have it. And moved his and moved into a house. So they got a house, got engaged, and had a birthday.
And had a birthday.
Hell of a weekend.
The birthday was even the day after. It was like a follow-up. It was like a, you know, the coming down after getting married and moving into, or getting engaged and moving into a new house.
Yep. And all of those things... Uh-huh. Perfectly valid excuse for why he wasn't on the instance. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Although Cleo is probably really, really sad right now.
Do you read Dills though? Dills, Cleo. Women across the world were sad.
Right. Right. This is true. Yes.
Even my wife seemed a little sad. So what was I going to say? I forgot. Oh, Dills. He did a live stream playing Hearthstone the other day, and played like till 1 or 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep mid match. And left the stream on all night. So all night, like at 5 in the morning, you're seeing you see this just rising and lowering, like breathing, and like an arm all twisted out of Dills who fell asleep while streaming.
So his face wasn't on camera, just his computer screen.
Just his screen. Oh, well, gotcha. No, it wasn't. Well, it was his face until he tipped over.
Gotcha.
So, and the game, of course, long gone. So it was a big black space. So he had like a little inset image of him playing on top of what used to be that game. And it was just all night long. So I went and checked. I'm like, really? Come on, guys. I went and checked at like 8:30 that morning. Yep. He's still sleeping there. Still laying there.
That is the best thing ever.
I'll bet Twitch's favorite thing is when people forget to turn their screens on. Let's see. So this guy, there are plenty of ways to take care of a wasp problem. Anyway, this guy decided to use the flaming rag. According to the Telegraph, Lindsay returned home with her two daughters from a short vacation to find a fire had gutted their home.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Evidently, her neighbor took it upon himself to declare war on a nest of wasps that had taken up residence in a cavity of Brinley's home, or Breeley's home was her name.
Oh, my God.
As her neighbor
leaned. They were on vacation, and they come back, and their neighbor, you guys had some wasps.
Yeah, sorry about that. I figured...
I know we live in the UK, but really, I'm going to sound like Larry the Cable Guy, because that's not a problem. Yes, welcome back. You did have a wasp problem.
Yeah. Maybe it was more like, oi. I put a flaming bag in your house and burned down your wasps. Something like that. It was like a mobster guy. Well, anyway, that sucks. Sorry to hear about that, everybody. Bad news all around. Hey, I got some good news, though.
Yeah.
Sponsoring the program today, Squarespace.com, everybody. Squarespace.com. They're the all-in-one platform that you want for your website. I don't know, Brian. I've seen a lot of, hey, come here and make a website here. All sure. the way from back in the GeoCity days to where we are today. And I've yet to see anybody give the kinds of tools, capabilities, and customization that Squarespace does.
It's incredible stuff. Like all the templates you can choose from,
yep.
the professional looking. I mean, it's amazing. You're building Web 2.0 looking sites with stuff.
Absolutely. They're beautiful. You got all kinds of functionality. If you don't know much about web development, no problem. If you do, there's lots of options for you as well. All kinds of hard coding stuff. It's pretty much the easy solution for everybody. And they take care of everything from, you know, worrying about SEO. Like if you need search engine optimization, they'll take care of that. They'll register your domain. They'll take care of all that stuff that's kind of a pain. The stuff I can't stand doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll take care of it for you. Constantly updating their platform. Tools are always changing, always improving. They're always adding something new. And at $8 a month, I mean, that includes a domain name if you sign up for a year. So you're basically getting a domain name for free in my book. And that costs really nothing. Really easy to use. If you need help, though, you have an account and you're like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. Even now, even with all these simple tools, I don't know what I'm doing. For 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they have full support. They'll make your site look great on every device it's viewed on automatically. If you got it on an iPhone, you're like, oh, well, let's see how it looks here. Looks great. Looks like it was made for it. Sign up for a free account. Here's all you have to do. No credit card needed. Just try it out. Start building your website. Simple. For free trial, go to squarespace.com. If you decide to purchase, use the offer code. Oh, I got to find that code. They gave us a new code, and I wrote down the old one. Hold on. Just a second now, everybody. Just a minute now. I got it right here.
I'm guessing it's going to end with the number 9.
It probably will. They have this. They want to keep it by the months, right?
Yes. They do the same thing with me.
Here we go. This is for the morning stream, and therefore our codes are... Morning 9. It's morning 9, morning everyone.
Nine. Morning 9.
Use the code morning 9. It's that simple. Get 10% off your first purchase of a new account, including monthly and annual plans. 10% off. That's a permanent percent off if you bought an annual plan, for example. Don't forget about the free domain registration and annual plan customer subscriptions. That's squarespace.com. Use the offer code MORNING9. Create your own space. That's squarespace.com. All right, go do it. Squarespace.com and the code MORNING9.
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's a Celebrity Poop brought to you by...
Hi, I'm Sean, and I have quit my corporate job to become a full-time game and graphic designer. To kick off, I've been doing 2 shirt designs per day, starting at 1 p.m. Mountain Time, the only time zone that matters, until September 10th. That's tomorrow. We're nearing the end here, so hurry in and grab some stuff before the event ends. You can find me at tinyurl.com/gamechild-designathon.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, do that, Sean.
Riddick. Speaking of the Katie Sackhoff.
Right, yeah, she's in there. And isn't Caprica 6 in there as well?
Trisha Helfer, yep.
She's in there as well.
And apparently those two are old pals. I guess they hang out all the
time. Sure. Oh, sure.
Starbuck and 6.
They have sleepovers and pillow fights.
Well, my fan fiction always had them in it. So. they're in it together, and that's cool. That's nice to see a little BSG reunion. But I'm hearing good things. Everyone I've talked to loved it. So maybe it's back to form. That second Riddick movie was pretty bad,
right?
Yeah, there was something dark. What was the first one?
Pitch Black.
Sorry, Pitch Black. And then it was
Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay, that was 2.
Uh huh.
And then 3 is just Riddick. I think it's kind of
that's what they do. You know,
right?
Rambo.
That is what they do.
Yes.
It is, I hear it's great. And it finally displaced The Butler, which has been in top spot for a long time now. After 3 weeks as reigning box office champion, Lee Daniels, The Butler, stepped down this weekend, surrendering the post to Vin Diesel. Does Lee Daniels really want his name said every time they do the title?
Lee Daniels, The Butler. Lee Daniels, The Butler.
Yeah.
Based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Another thing that's, Letterman is having a ball with that. He loves talking about that. And he won't refer to it as anything but Lee Daniels, The Butler. Diesel's sci-fi sequel, Riddick, captured the weekend's Hollywood fall season, claiming $18.7 million, which is, for this time of year, is pretty good. According to studio estimates from box office trackers Hollywood.com, the opening met most analysts' expectations, though the weekend didn't carry much momentum from the lucrative summer season, which ended with a record. Okay, yeah, next time you guys want to hear Hollywood complain that everyone's pirating them to death and that they're falling apart because nobody's seeing movies anymore, a record $4.7 billion in ticket sales. We're at an all-time high, yet you will hear them talk about how things are rough.
Yes, it's the death of the industry. It's the
I call BS on them every time they say that. You guys are full of crap. People saw movies in record numbers. Hello, dumbasses. Makes me so mad. I feel like they're just, I don't know what that is when they do
it
that.
It is a dry time of year, though, for movies.
This time of year, I mean? Always, sure.
Yeah.
But just summer movies but only just, at $4.7 billion. They got to quit complaining. They got to relax. Right. They got to relax. Right. They got to quit blaming everything on piracy and knock it off.
Right.
Arsenio Hall. Back in the late night race for late night
and his fun. And his long fingers.
Yeah, dude, those things. All the way around the basketball.
like Mr. Fantastic with those things.
Every time about my Tongan friend, he may have been Samoan. Was he Samoan? Maybe I don't remember. Anyway, his name was Suapaia. That was his name. Mm-hmm. We called him Soup. He had the longest fingers of anyone I've ever met in my life. And when he would flip you off, he would do it against a car window. And he would just put that middle finger up there, and it would literally lay up there like a big animatronic, like horror finger. And it would just go, like, you could almost hear the different knuckle, like the distance between knuckle flats, like smack the window in sequence. Right. So like, duke, 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 duke. And it would be this big, long, freaking, like, reed of a finger. And when he gave you the bird, it really meant something. He'd show that thing off.
That's funny.
11
p.m. I'm trying to find a good photo.
Yeah, look around. Yeah, let's see if we can find something like that. At 11 p.m. Monday on the CW network, that's where all the young, hot people go. I understand. The actor-comedian age 57 is resuscitating his late-night talk show that ran from 1989 to 1994. How old would he have been then? He was in his 20s then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great gig when you're in your 20s, man. Jeez.
I agree. Let's see. We chatted with Hall on a recent conference call about his return to the late night arena after taking some time away to raise his 13-year-old son, who's 13 now, Arsenio Jr. Is that the only reason? Isn't some of the reason that people were kind of tired of Arsenio Hall?
No.
Really?
No.
Just to raise the kid then. Okay.
A little bit. Yes.
Sure. Okay. All right. Great.
Those Eddie Murphy movies weren't panning out, weren't paying the bills.
I just think the style of it was too throwaway. It wasn't going to last. I don't know. It was too...
Was it Harlem Nights?
It was it's the talk show equivalent of Vanilla Ice. Like it's it was that era of kind of that rap era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can't touch this. It's that time.
Right, yeah.
So it wasn't going to last. And it was that kind of talk show. That talk show was that version of late night talk. Let's see. Chris Tucker, Lisa Kudrow and Magic Johnson, George Lopez and Angela Bassett are among the guests this first week. Wow, that is a list of hot.
It's like right out of the 90s.
Chris Tucker, who's, what's he doing? I don't even know. Lisa Kudrow, sure, whatever. Again, is Friends on still? Maybe not. Maybe that's not such a good
deal. But he's got that web therapy thing.
Magic Johnson, sure. George Lopez, I guess he has a thing. Angela Bassett, all right.
Mm.
There's nobody that's doing anything new in there, really.
Lisa Kudrow's doing a new thing.
What's she doing?
She's doing that web therapy show on Showtime.
Is it any good?
It's all right. It's almost all improv, and it's not quite as... Yes, I know Coming to America. I was talking about like his other movies with with Eddie Murphy, Ice Warm. you know, it's all improv. It's not quite as well done as like Curb Your Enthusiasm, things like that that are improv, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
She plays a very difficult character to like, and I think that's the point.
Droid head. So, Coverville, Brian posts a picture of Arsenio Hall's incredibly long fingers. Droid head follows it up immediately with a picture of E.T. pointing it in the face of Elliot. That's fantastic. You guys are the best.
Nice.
The best. Let's see. It's hard not to make me cry, he says, and that's what I've got to do. Is contain my emotions. Some people don't get to do this, only get to do this once, or don't get to do this even once, and I've been able to do this all my life. A lot of journalists, well, except for 13 years, and nobody gave
right.
crap. A lot of journalists who interview me, they don't know what thick of the night is, and I don't know what they don't know I was there announcing. What is that?
Thick of the night? That was an Alan Thicke TV show.
Oh, was it?
That, like a talk show. Where they also did some improv stuff there. They'd show an old movie, and then Robin Thicke or Alan Thicke would and his cast of buddies would get on there and do the voices for the old timey movie.
Wow!
Oh, look at this! I'm going to drink this whiskey. Oh no, I'm not going to drink this whiskey. Hey, I'm going to fight you.
Bam. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that. Okay, mm-hmm. Alan Thicke. Did he host Alan it wearing Thicke. A striped black and white suit and going, "Lord have mercy"? Lord have mercy!
Smile again.
That's my Robin Thicke impression, Bill everybody. Winston.
Really?
Pretty good, right?
That's what I thought. I thought he was actually in the studio right there with you.
Incredible. Data Darth says, I've tweeted Scott a few times and he never responds. I know he's got a lot of followers, but what good is it grabbed his attention? Well, it's to say what you just did right there. I tried to reply to everybody on Twitter, but it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
Try.
Come on.
Yeah, I do what I can. Make a kick. Crathers is making an offer on his house. That's exactly right. That's
definitely a way to get a response.
Look at me. Tweaked Audio sponsoring this portion of the program. 5 great styles, 7 great colors, and all designed to sound great with music and talk. If you're looking for something engineered for durability, don't look any further. And our friends at tweakedaudio.com, where you'll get a lifetime warranty, compatibility, noise reduction, all for 33% off. That's with the code STREAM at checkout. That's STREAM at checkout at tweakedaudio.com. All right, let's take a break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I think I got to figure this out because there wasn't going to be geek food, but now there might be.
No, they can't do that. They can't just, you know, decide.
Just whip
and
it
jump
out.
Back in yeah. and be like, hey, now we want to do this. And no.
I didn't tell you Nick's home from school because he ate like 2 chili dogs yesterday and then woke up this morning like sick. Like, dude, quit eating chili dogs on a Sunday.
Is that all you have to do, kids, to get out of school the next day? 2 chili dogs?
Yeah, there's the Ferris Bueller of 2013 is to eat 2 chili dogs and then say your stomach hurts. So I don't know what's going on. So I thought she was here, but I don't know what's happening. So anyway, we'll figure it out somehow. But either way, after this, we'll either have them or not. Then we'll have Eric's app review at about 20 after the hour. We'll have major spoilers with a bunch of talk about a bunch of stuff. Before all that, a song. What do you got?
Yes, this one begins... Hello. Good morning, Stream and Brooke. I almost read the first part. Good morning, Stream and Brooke. My friend Fox Amour, who you heard that sponsorship for earlier, yeah. is starting a fundraiser to finance his next album, Come Find Me. And I would appreciate you guys playing the song on the show to help get the word out. His music has been such a positive part of my life the last few years, and I want to share it with others in hopes they will get even a small portion of the joy it brings me. So please, fellow TMS listeners, go show him your support. It will mean so much to both him and myself. You can find that at igg.me/@@comefindme. So igg.me@comefindme and then put slashes in around the at. Mm. How's that?
There you go. That makes sense to me.
And not an at sign, but the letter at. Making this even more difficult than it is.
Sure.
So yeah, this is Fox Amour and a beautiful instrumental called Come Find Me. Good stuff for, you know, background music and working on code where you don't want those lyrics to get in the way. And it is from... I guess from his brand new originals and his igg.me funded album. Nice. So check it out.
Nice. Very exciting. Let's play it right now. A couple of quick corrections. I said it was the 19th today. It's really the 9th. Don't know how I did that at the top of the show. Right. Someone on Twitter just corrected me. And also the reason Riker apparently canceled his appearance at the Salt Lake City Comic Con was to be at Captain Picard's wedding. You'll note that Kirk was not invited. So there you have it. Take that for what it's worth.
Different generations.
Yeah, that's true. Richard Hatch could have covered for everybody. So
right.
Do what you got to do. You know what? And he's damn good on BSG. You forget how good he is.
Of course he was, yeah.
But his real world thing is funny because he's just such
Zarek?
A
Zarek? What was his name? Zarek. Was it Zarek?
Tom Zarek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. Really good. Great stuff. All right, let's play this song. When we come back, we'll have all that stuff I mentioned before and a few things more. Stay tuned.
Thank you. comes from outer space.
We come in peace to bring you terrific tasting space dust sizzling candy.
Space dust?
Wait till you experience the sizzle of galactic grape, orbiting orange, and cosmic cherry flavors.
Wow, the cherry tastes delicious.
I'm sizzling great.
Space dust sizzling candy in your mouth. It's out of this world.
Far out.
Space dust, available in outer space or your local store.
The naked truth about a Sandy hamburger.
The Morning Stream.
I'm glad he sends us bloopers. I'm happy we have
those. Got a little Don Knotts going on there.
He totally did. Yeah.
Andy! What's going on in the jail?
I can't do Don Knotts.
No, that was great.
Is it all right?
Yeah, that was a fantastic one.
The only so here's my, that was my Don Knotts. Here's my Hank Hill. You ready?
Okay.
Boo! There you go.
You only get one noise.
Boo!
That's it.
I can't do the rest of it. Like some people can do the whole, you know, propane. I can't do any of that, but I can just do when he's shocked. Like I walk in the room and Bobby's half naked. Like holding a snake with a sock right. on his face, and he'll just go, that's as good as I got. Hello, everybody. Welcome back, and here we go. Let's do this. We got stuff. We got people to talk to. Okay. I think we're going to start with Eric. So okay. I got this worked out. I think over the song, I figured this out. Which, by the way, that was beautiful. My gosh.
And changes up. Like a lot of changes up in the middle of there with the moving to kind of like a World of Warcraft-y kind of.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm in the mood to say, dude, you want to do any stuff for me?
Part still?
A little music for the show, maybe? Something like that. We'll see. All right. Let's call Eric. See what's going on in his world.
Mm-hmm.
See what he has to bring to the iOS table today. Hold on. Oh, he's there with us already. Here, let me play his little thing. Oh, no, he's not. He's still ringing. Still ringing. Oh, wait, there's music. Here we go. Here's music.
App Slappy.
Oh, yeah. It's App Slappy time. A little bit of an app review from Mr. Eric Van Skyhawk, who's on the line right now. Hello, Eric.
Hello. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's fantastic. Has anyone heard Eric's new album yet? Is it out? Can people buy it? What's going on?
It's not out yet.
Oh, can I just give him a taste here? Listen to this. Just a taste. Let me skip ahead a little bit. Oh, baby. Ooh. That doesn't tear you a new
I like that
spleen.
Already.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Really excited about it. So any idea on time when people can get their hands on it?
Actually, funny thing happened. I was planning on releasing it the beginning of this week, but my friend who was helping me out master it, yep. who was also a fine musician himself, listened to the tracks and wanted to add vocals to it, one of the tracks.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, cool.
Well,
so we're in the process of going back and forth, and it's turning out fantastic. He's amazing. He's if you want to check out his stuff, check out THYX or Mind in the Box.
Mind in the Box?
What's in the box?
What's my mind?
When are you going to do a cover for me, Eric?
Yeah, when are you gonna, do a cover. Do a cover right now. Well, not right
I
now.
I should. But the thing is, he lives in Vienna, so the time difference is going back and forth is kind of a little
crazy. I'm not
crazy,
asking him. I'm not saying, hey, you do THYX, do a cover for me. I'm saying, Eric,
yeah.
do a cover for
I
me.
I will. I tried that one time.
You did. You did. It was great. No, the Supertramp thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do one for you.
All right. I'm looking forward to
Something
that.
Something I can do on Coverville.
That'll be awesome. By the way, the App Slappy theme that everybody keeps asking about, this one right here, that's on there as well.
It is on there, yes.
Yeah,
it's coming. I keep telling, but this the wait's going to be worth it with this track with vocals on it. So,
Well, get your excited little hands ready for when that will go up. We'll make sure to let people know on the show. Eric comes on Mondays and throws out an app specifically for iOS. Oftentimes, though, it's available for Android as well. And talks about an app he likes or doesn't like or is reviewing or whatever. Eric, what's up this week? What do you got?
Well, this one probably should go in the little bizarre category.
I like bizarres.
Because I don't know what you would want. How would you do this? But I felt I was very intrigued by it.
Okay.
And it's called Herd.
Oh, Herd,
a herd of cattle.
No, like you heard something.
Oh, heard something. Oh. Okay, great.
Okay. That's already
so weird.
What it does is it
buffers the last 5 minutes. It constantly records the last 5 minutes of whatever you're doing as far as like audio wise. Like you can have it on your phone running in the background on your phone. And if something happens and you're like, oh, I want to save that piece of audio, you just go into the app and you hit save, and it saves the last 5 minutes that it's been recording.
It's like a real life DVR.
Weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird.
Oh my god.
That's now, give me some use cases for this. What would people actually use it for?
I don't know if it's like maybe
you totally just said it's a good way. That's what you use it for.
Yeah, I could use that for some conversations. I'll tell you that much.
So you just
called me Mike.
What a weird app. Like, that's a very...
Right in the middle of doing it, you called me some other guy's name. Listen, I have the audio right here. No, right. It's not creepy.
This is like, it's almost like an autosave feature for your life. Like, you're, you know...
Yeah. I think maybe it could work if, like, say you have a baby who's trying to say its first words, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have it constantly running, then you can actually capture that moment.
But it doesn't capture it unless... You have the app open, right? Like you can't.
Well, it can run in the background.
Oh, it can. Okay. So you can be doing anything with your phone, just chilling, whatever, it's on the table, and somebody says, I found a live rodent in my bunghole. And you could then say, whoa, wait a minute. And you go back and you could backtrack 5 seconds.
What you do is you open the app and you say, you know, save the last 5 minutes, that last 5 minute clip that just happened.
Okay. Wow. So I want this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I think I have some use cases. I think I'm good. I really do. I think I do. I have some meetings with people that I would love to be able to say, no, you did just say this, and just go back and show them. You know? Actually, my bigger problem, I need one that buffers like the last 3 hours, because there's like a whole meeting where people will forget what they told me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, well, no, you said this. No, we didn't say that. I'm like, no, you did say this. Well, have you write it down or anything? I'm like, well, yeah, it's in my notes. Well, that doesn't mean anything. You could have came up with that yourself. Like, I have these arguments with people.
So there you go.
I'd love
that. It's like having a court reporter that only has about 3 inches of paper to type on.
Yeah, could you read back the last 5 minutes of the thing? Yes, the defendant says that's all she's got.
Exactly.
In her little glasses. That's great, Eric. I'm going to. So, again, it's Herd.
Yeah. So, what it does is when you. It's free, but it you have to unlock the 5 minute buffer, because the free version does the last 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Of course it does.
Of course.
Yeah. Free version is the last 20 seconds. I'm trying to think 20 seconds worth of stuff. That wouldn't probably work for me. How much is it again?
No. It's free, to unlock?
Yeah, the unlock.
I think it's $1.99, if I'm not mistaken.
That's worth it to me. I'll pay that. That's fine. $2.
The only thing is when it's running in the background, it has, you know how when you put a phone call in the background, you have that green bar up at the top?
Oh, mm-hmm. It shortens your phone back to the old resolution before the fives.
Well, what it does is it puts a red bar up at the top.
Oh.
Letting you know it's recording.
And that's not that big a deal unless you're really needing your screen real estate.
Which he really, yeah, I mean, you know, it didn't really bother me at all.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I'm going to try this. What a weird thing. How'd you find this? You were just hunting around for stuff?
Yeah, I just saw this weird, just like I saw my friend tweeted about it. And it's just like I was just intrigued by the like having it constantly recording just for the last 5 minutes, you know.
All right. That's interesting. A quick note.
Mm-hmm.
That I've given up, speaking of iOS, I think I've given up on Worms finally, and here's why. Not the Worms game on iOS specifically, but just in general. The last 10 versions of Worms they've put out have been crap, and I've bought them all. They've had frame rate problems on the PC and consoles. Mm. They've had problems on the iOS devices where some of them didn't support multiplayer at all, so what's the damn point? And then when they do finally support multiplayer, the servers are down 90% of the time. They're just sucking it. I don't know what's happening. I used to be I am a giant Worms fan. It's one of my favorite franchises of all times, but they've got bad technical people working there. They cannot get that stuff working. So, kiss my ass.
So, you know what I just picked up?
What's that?
Rayman Legends.
Oh, that game's great.
for the PS Vita.
Yeah, it was. It's free with PS.
With PSN PS Plus. Right now.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I'm talking about Legends, not Origins.
Oh, the new ones, Legend. The new ones, Legends. That one's still like $39, but yeah, brand new. It's supposed to be awesome.
Well, the thing is, I figured the PS Vita version was like $35 compared to the console version, which is like $60.
Yeah, it's the way to go.
So, but it's great because it integrates the touchscreen in it.
Mm-hmm. No, that game is all that whole new series. The last one, the Origins, was really good. This one's supposed to be amazing. Reviews are already kind of off the charts. So,
and the animation and the art direction is just like.
Did you hear about my Vita stick? What happened there?
What happened?
Jammed it in my pocket, put my Vita in my pocket in a rush to get out of the house yesterday or 2 days ago when the people were coming, and I snagged one of the...
And it popped off?
Popped, broke off. Didn't just pop off. Like, literally, you know, broke whatever plastic stuff in there. So thankfully it's the right-hand stick, which you only use for dual-stick shooters and things, is gone now.
That's the right one,
yeah.
Right?
So now that they've announced these new ones coming out, I think I'm probably just going to get one of those when they come out. but I'm sad about that because even though I'm not you, like Spelunky doesn't need it. The games I'm currently addicted to, I don't need that stick, but I think about it all the time.
It like, just bothers me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just bugs me. Mm-hmm. The symmetry's off. It doesn't feel right. So I'm pissed about all that. Like yesterday, I got so angry about looking at it, I just opened my 3DS and played something on there. Screw you, Sony.
And this time, maybe you can get a white one, right?
Yeah.
You like the white ones.
Totally, and they totally have white ones, so I'm going to get white one for sure. No question about it. Excellent. Well, there you go. Eric is a guy who has things to say. You can follow him on Twitter. Hawkito on Twitter. Like Taquito with an H. Taquito,
exactly.
But Hawkito, right. Hawkito. Go buy a big, fresh, frozen bag of Hawkitos at Costco. and anything else going on? The album's coming. What else? Is that it? That's it.
That's all I'm working on right now. Besides,
really
putting lightsabers in AJ's hand.
Yeah, you guys got to watch his. Oh, follow him on Instagram. Good stuff over there as well. Is that just Hawkito over there?
Yeah, it's Hawkito.
Yeah, follow those. Those are funny. Ever since they let people upload videos instead of just to capture them, that's changed the whole way things work with video over there.
Yeah,
I think for the better. Next week, let's talk just briefly. If you get a chance to mess with it, I'm going to try. But I want to talk about Feed.
What the crap is that?
Feed is just another social
network, and everybody's like, follow me in Feed. I'm like, I'm not following you on Feed.
Yeah, I don't want to follow Feed people at all. It turns out there's some rumors have leaked that a bunch of Viners that are popular are being paid by Feed to get people excited about Feed.
Vine celebrities sell out faster than anybody else than I've known.
Well, you know why, right? Because... At least I hope they know this. Their fame is going to be literally the shortest 15 minutes of fame anyone's ever going to have ever in their life.
Exactly.
So get it while you can. I can't really blame them.
It's crazy that these people have like millions of followers and on Twitter they have like 200 followers.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right? I mean, some of them have gotten more from that. But like one of them in specific, this one guy that's really, really popular, I won't give out his name. But I thought one day, I thought, let me go see what's going on his Twitter account. He's got hardly any followers over there. And all of his tweets were to porn star Twitter people saying, hey, I really loved you in Two Jugs, One Bum or whatever it was called. It was like constant stream of like him critiquing people's porn performances. And now he doesn't do that anymore, which is kind of funny. Anyway, good times. It's Hawkito on Twitter. Follow him. Eric, we'll see you next week for more app goodness.
All right, guys.
Bye. See you, Eric.
See you, buddy. All right.
Cool.
Let's call Steven Schleicher.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
How are you? Good.
I'm fine. I think let's do a theme for you today. How about, here you go. Hold on. How about this one?
I end up with a wet dream.
There you go. It's Steven Schleicher, everybody, from MajorSpoilers.com. How's it going, man? You have a good week?
Oh, man, I was at work all weekend.
Yeah, you looked busy. There was all that school stuff going on.
Yeah, we had football, soccer. We do all the broadcasts for that for online and HD distribution. So
when you're at Nerdtacular and you see those guys from UAT doing their thing,
uh-huh.
Do you just go, we know.
No, actually, I like those guys because it's refreshing to see these I don't think, are they doing it for a class? I don't know what the deal is.
It is a class, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're there. That's exciting. They seem interested in what they're doing.
Right.
And they're not whining and complaining, or at least not that I saw. So no. It's quite a bit different for them than my students.
They seem really into it. And I think part of it was, and they told me this off to the side, but they love the stuff we're talking about at this event.
Oh, yeah, cool.
So it's not like they're covering some crappy, boring seminar about economics or something. They're actually covering something they're interested in. I think that helps a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Speaking of which, we should have that video soon, everybody. Majorspoilers.com is a purveyor of internet goodness. It's a place where I like to go and find out what's going on in the world of comics, pop culture, videos, movie, whatever. It's all there. Steven Schleicher is the man with the plan over there and comes on the show every Monday and talks about some cool stuff coming up. Let's talk about the RoboCop trailer, dude.
Did you guys like it? Did you guys see it?
I'm curious what your thoughts were.
I have not seen it yet. I'm looking at it right now without sound, but
I liked it a lot. I thought it looks like, I think it looks like fun. It looks like a little bit more of a, it's a little less future satirical.
Right.
Best we can tell. We don't know. I mean, who knows? These are all action shots and stuff, but I think the suit looks fine.
I think a lot of people were really worried about it looking like crap. And then, of course, when they say it looks better in black, good old Batman saying that, and they go black, it looks really,
really cool.
It looks really stealth and looks really awesome.
Yeah, but it's also still got – it's very much still a RoboCop suit. Like the everybody was worried he just looked like, you know, Black Ninja Man. I don't think it looks like that at all. It looks bulky
and a little
bit slow compared to other things. And you know, his gun popping out of the leg just like it should. And
yep. And you get the great line, "Dead or alive, you're coming with me." But
dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. I mean, I think that's the most interesting thing is you get that different take on that, the lines that you know and how Peter Weller delivered those lines.
Yep.
But here they're delivered in such a different way, and this is more about the humanity of the character as opposed to, look what corporations are going to lead us to in the future. At least that's what the trailer.
That's the implication. It's difficult to say, but there's a lot of actors in this that are no small, you know,
no Red Foreman.
No.
Right, looks like Michael Keaton and
who else? Sirius
Samuel
Black.
Jackson.
What's his name? Samuel L. Jackson. Who's the? My brain's going
dead.
The guy from everything. Freaking
Samuel Jackson?
The professor dude with the glasses and the longer hair. He was Sirius Black in the Harry Potter movie. He's a famous actor.
Gary Oldman,
jeez.
Really?
Yeah, he's in it.
I haven't gotten to him yet. Oh, looks like Rorschach.
Yeah, Rorschach dude's in it. Bunch of people.
Yeah.
And he looks like what I like about
Zoe Saldana?
Just like what's his name? Or just like Peter Weller, he's this wiry, skinny, kind of looking dude. I think that benefits, you know, the character. I think it's cool. It doesn't need to be, I'm buying that for $1 for me to have some fun with this. And plus, I've already said on the show, I'm done hating everything before I see it. I'm done with that. The internet can go suck itself. I'm not doing that anymore.
Wow.
I want to see this for what it's worth. If it's a good thing, great. And if I feel like I want to spend money on it, great. I'm not going to make any prejudgments. I have no idea if it's any good or not. And Verhoeven was kind of a weirdo. So I'm happy to see somebody's fresh take on it. There's a mech at the end he gets to fight. There's obviously some nods to the first movie, at least in that line and some other stuff. So I'm in, dude. I mean, there's no, what's that guy's name, Brian? Miguel Ferrer to snort coke off a hooker's boob or anything. And Red's not in it, but
that scene just sticks with you.
It does, doesn't it? Right before he got blown up.
Yep.
Anyway, cool.
I can't wait to watch this trailer with sound.
So, Steven, your opinion, where are you at with it?
I like it. I think it looks very interesting. And again, I'm not going to pass judgment on something until I see it or until it gets closer and I make the judgment whether I want to see it or not. So I'm not going to say that this sucks, but I think the black suit looks really cool.
Yeah. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pretend I'm the internet and you're going to pretend that you're you. So I want you to say, hey, did you guys see the RoboCop trailer? Just say that.
Hey, did you guys see the new RoboCop trailer?
Dude, that is going to be the stupidest thing ever. Why are they even remaking that? Here we go. Hollywood again, trying to ruin everything, trying to destroy my childhood. See, that's your sign.
Reboots suck.
But don't you guys want to see what it's going to be like?
No, it's going to blow. I mean, just look what they did with Transformers, man. They totally screwed it up. Why are they going to do any different here? It's going to be the same. Same old thing. I'm just going
to go. OMG, they're ruining my childhood.
But the next Transformers is going to have Dinobots.
Let's talk about that. So that's true, right? Isn't there some...
There have been a couple of big sources like Empire Online have said because of the new tagline and the title of the movie, Transformers Extinction or whatever it it's called, Age of Extinction, that it's going to have Dinobots in it.
Dude, I'm cool. I'm down with that.
Are you cool with the giant Tyrannosaurus Rexes and Velociraptor bots running around?
Yes, I am totally cool with that. Now, as I recall, forgive me if I'm wrong, folks at home, because I don't remember that much, but it seems like the Dinobots kind of were more animalistic in their overall behavior. So even though they were in like robot form, they were kind of they were just a little bit more what's the word? They're a little more savage.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember
my son's
right.
watching that now on and off, so I get a chance to catch up with the Dinobots.
Yeah, it's good
and
stuff.
And the Primates.
It's good stuff, Primates, right. What was the one with the... Okay, so Transformers... Not Prime. Transformers...
Battle Beast?
Beast Wars,
that's it.
Now, is that canon? Do we get like an ape version
of
Optimus
no
Prime?
I do. All right. I have no idea.
I used to think that was pretty awesome at the time. I thought it was all right. And you know, the idea of a big gorilla Optimus Prime was cool.
All I got growing up was GoBots, sir.
You had the worst toy.
Get off the internet, noob.
Yeah. So let's discuss briefly this Batwoman controversy.
Yeah.
You know, comics more and more in the limelight in terms of sort of not leading the way, but breaking some certain social norms. As things come up, and you can think of a lot of examples, but in particular, this Batwoman story, who is Batwoman's been a lesbian for a long time, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. Since she was introduced way back in the Countdown series, Countdown to Final Crisis, and 52, the 52 series, she's been a lesbian, and everyone's been fine with that. A lot of people have really embraced it. She's been having a thing with Maggie Smith, Maggie Sawyer, who I think. She's in the police force, but I forget what level she's at. J.H. Williams III and W. Hayden Blackman were getting ready to set up where Black Woman, not Black Woman,
Black
but
Woman. When's Black Woman coming back?
Batwoman and.
See why there's controversy.
Yes. Batwoman asked Maggie Sawyer to marry her. Well, the heads at DC said, no way. No way. We're not allowing heroes to get married. Now, a lot of people have interpreted this to mean that DC is anti-gay marriage, which is totally not the case because apparently DC is going the way of Marvel and is kind of anti-marriage at the point where they're basically saying superheroes should not be married because it creates a lot of problems. And
marriage,
we've seen
period.
That happen.
Not just same-sex marriage, but just not
just
married.
Anti-marriage.
And we've seen that kind of happen over the last couple of years, Wally West being married and then that relationship, in fact, the whole family just wiped off the entire continuity of DC Comics at this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, Barry Allen's the same way. You know, his relationship with Iris has been revamped. And so we really don't have any characters that are married. And people have been saying, well, what about Aquaman and Mera? And people have been saying, well, ever since the new 52 started, Aquaman doesn't refer to her as his wife. He only refers to her as his queen.
Oh.
And so they're saying, hey, since the new 52 started, no heroes have been married.
That's really weird.
It's
a
weird stance,
right? Like it's a way of saying to the writers, hey, don't explore this part. Everything else is fine. Kicking butt and using powers and all that stuff's great. But let's just not have any. Like in a weird way, I feel like they're hiding behind that so they don't have to hide behind the same sex problem. So they're saying, look, no marriage. Look at us. We're equal opportunity non-marriage here. We're saying nobody should be married in the comics universe, which is a weird thing.
Marvel went through the same thing years ago when they did the magic mind wipe from Mephisto. Was it Mephisto, I think, wiped everybody into not remembering that Peter Parker and Mary Jane were married. Yes. So
that's such a stupid thing.
It was horrible.
It's a big cluster right now. And
All right, here's
not a good time.
We kind of painted ourselves into a corner with this one.
Let's have somebody wipe it with a brain wipe.
So Bobby just woke up in the shower and nobody was dead.
All right, so here's the big question. This is an esoteric connected question.
Okay.
In the DC universe, if everybody could get married, and let's say the complete reversal next year, and now all storylines involve a spouse. Okay.
Right.
Who in that universe has the worst morning breath of all of them? A side effect of being married is you roll over once and
you're Aquaman
and your better half goes in your face and you're like, oh my gosh, dude. you get need a mint. So you're saying Aquaman? Where
I
you,
say Aquaman.
You say Aquaman. I'm going Martian Manhunter.
Well, he eats Oreos all night, so.
That's true. That's true. He eats our junk because he can't get enough of it. I always like to think of things like that because you never, comic books are free of, you know, no
You're
one's
obsessed with people with smelly breath.
Well, no one's ever on the can. No one's ever, I'm a little bit obsessed with, fiction and Hollywood and everybody else brushing away the mundane parts of our lives or the parts of our lives that are just kind of there, like waking up with hideous morning breath or, this guy's got, oh man, I had a bad, what are you doing? Oh, I had 3 bad hot dogs. I feel terrible. Oh, hold on. I got to go save the world. Like, I don't know. There's something about that that fascinates me and nobody ever does it. So it's fun to speculate.
Who's Robbie Robertson, get me those pictures of spite. Oh, hold on. I got to really go take one right now.
All right. J. Jonah Jameson probably has really bad breath.
Yeah. With coffee IBS. And cigar breath. Yeah.
That's probably real bad. All right. Well, good times all around. Everybody want to find out more about these things we've talked about. Guess what? You can get it all at majorspoilers.com and at majorspoilers on Twitter. I know you got more going on. What else is happening?
Oh, yeah. Dynamite Entertainment last week announced that they've acquired the rights to the Doc Savage series. They're going to have Chris Roberson write it for them. I'm going to be interviewing him tonight. Ooh, and so look for that interview later this week.
Very cool, dude. That's awesome.
We're just going to geek out about Doc Savage.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Doc Savage. I think there's a big resurgence of that
title
coming soon. Not just in the comics, but all over the place. So watch for that. All right. Awesome. Let's do this again real soon, man. Take it easy.
Definitely.
Steven Schleicher, have a good day, everybody. See ya.
We'll see ya.
All right. Moving right along at a good clip here.
So are we letting the ladies hijack the show?
Yeah, they're coming in. I think it was my goof. I think I misunderstood. They're literally upstairs right now.
I'm kidding.
And hopefully, oh no, I know what they're going to talk about. Something like dirty chicken or something. Hold on. I got to find this.
Dirty chicken.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
Not dirty chicken.
Oh, hold on. Don't tell me what it is. I have to remember it. And plus, I got to play your thing. Here we go.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's right.
There you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
This is the Animal Crossing that busted my perfect cherry.
Oh, what? Okay, that was the wrong thing. Oh, man.
Feels nice.
Okay, girls, ladies. It's Kim, it's Sarah, it's Kim, my wife, and Sarah, her sister, and together they make the Wonder Twins, and they make food together, and they make a show called Geek Food, which is fantastic, and there's a great new episode up there right now if you haven't heard it, with a cool interview and all that stuff, so make sure if you haven't downloaded it, get it now, before another one takes its place. Well, they'll both be there. Right. So Kim this morning told me that you guys were going to talk about, Drunken Chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite Jackie Chan series. It was really good.
Legend of Drunken Chicken.
Yeah, the Legend of Drunken Chicken. So first, describe what that is.
Well, we looked up some recipes. We had some.
Yeah, we had someone that tweeted us what they wanted us to find some recipes for it. So, but in a crock pot, usually, I guess generally it's done over coals or, you know, in some kind of a.
Yeah, you can do a barbecue grill.
On a grill. And you put a can of beer inside the cavity of the chicken.
Whoa, hold on. Like straight up its hooch where you normally put all the stuffing and everything?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So you take out half the beer, you put in half like Italian seasoning. But anyway, it cooks through the chicken or it moistens the chicken from the inside out.
Steams it, yeah.
Yeah, steams it. So we were trying to find a good recipe for that. And
You put the whole can in there?
Yeah.
The whole can.
Yep.
Tamil, you open it up, pour half of it out. You can also do it with Dr. Pepper, too.
Oh, okay. So, but isn't there some, I don't know enough of the way aluminum and cooking and stuff works, but it seems like having a big metal thing up the butt of your chicken is going to be bad for you.
No.
Hey, Scott, you ever cook with a metal pan?
Scott, you ever cook?
No. Kim makes the more valid question.
Oh, that was good.
No, that's a good point. I mean, it's just aluminum, but what is the physics at play here? How is it that this stuff is getting through the chicken like that? It seems like it all just stayed there and where the can is, wouldn't it?
It kind of steams from the can, all the flavor, the seasoning you put in there, it steams inside the chicken through the chicken.
Yeah.
While
so the chicken's standing on top of the can or it's sitting on top. So the can's sitting up, if that makes sense. And it kind of just acts as like a little steamer. So the juices that are in the can are what kind of give it the flavor, and it heats it up and evaporates eventually when the chicken's.
Are you guys going to make this week? Is that the plan?
We are. Yeah, but we're going to do it in a crock pot for those that just make it a little simpler and those who might not have a way to grill it.
We'll let you know if it can be done in a crock pot because it kind of needs to be sitting up. Or we may just try to do the drunken chicken recipe with cut up chicken.
Okay. Yeah. And can it be other kinds of, I mean, Brian mentioned soda pop, like, you know, Dr. Pepper or something. Mm-hmm. Can it be done with other kinds of beverages? Does it always have to be in a can? Could you put some other vessel up there? Or even could you take a can that's empty, let's say an empty Sprite can or something, and pour red wine in there? Or
I found one with a white wine. It had lemon juice. It had orange peel and then rosemary.
Yeah. And then I found one with tequila, which in lime and all that, so you can kind of do the more Mexican flavor.
Tequila lime chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So. Racist chicken. I love it.
I know.
This sounds really good. I want to try this. So which have you chosen to do? Are you doing the beer can or what are you doing?
We might try a couple and see what we like best.
I think we're going to try two different ways.
Okay. Well, that's great. I would love to try this and report back on the show if it was any good.
Okay.
or complete garbage. But I want
I've had it with Dr. Pepper and it's great.
Dr. Pepper's good. Yeah, Dr. Pepper makes a good marinade for lots of things, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like steak and stuff. So here's the question for you. Does it at all seem odd when cooking goes this direction of, let's take this bird. It is now headless. We have stripped it of its wings. We've taken all of its guts out of it. And now there's a gaping hole where its can used to be. And we're going to jam a aluminum beer-filled can up its butt.
Jam a can where its can used to be.
And then we're going to soak it in a pot. I mean, it's really kind of horrifying if you really want to get down to it, right?
It can be if you think too deeply.
You can't think too much about your food before it's cooked.
I mean, I'm sure there are cultures in this world that walk right up to a cow, slice the udders off with a machete, and cook them up and eat them while the cow's still alive. Like, but to them, that seems like a normal deal.
No, I don't think that happens.
No. You don't think that's a thing? You don't think that's one?
No.
Okay, better example. Big plate full of weevils, all right? You're on the street, you're buying food in I don't know. India. And you buy a big plate of crawling weevil worms and you eat them all and it's no big deal. Everybody's eating them. It's great. That seems normal to those people. To me, that sounds horrifying. But then me eating a steak would make all my Nepal friends freak out, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So a can up the butt of a headless bird in a pot seems a little extreme to somebody somewhere.
Somewhere.
Apparently not here.
All right. Well, it feels real nice.
Good with it.
Well, thanks, guys. It's always good to hang out with you guys. Geek Food over at frogpants.com/geekfood. There is a episode up now, a new one coming. You guys recording today, I'm sure?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Looking forward to that very much. Geek Food on Twitter. Or no, The Geek Food on Twitter. I always do this.
Yep.
Hold on. I do the same thing.
Let me look it up. I have it right here. Here it is. Geek Food on Twitter. The Geek Food on Twitter. frogpants.com/geekfood. And geekfood@gmail.com. And on iTunes, of course, you can subscribe right there to the podcast. Thanks, guys. And I can't wait to eat canned chicken or however you're going to call it.
Yummy.
Yummy, yummy. Bye.
Chicken full of can.
Chicken or dinner. Winner, winner, chicken up the butt dinner.
Drunken chicken dinner.
Perfect. Brian.
Yes.
We're done with that.
Okay.
Emails. Let's do emails. Got a few here and they're brought to you by
FilmSack.com, where bad movies have no idea what's coming. This week, Moonraker. Subscribe today at filmsack.com.
Sorry.
What? That's not Moonraker. That's close. What?
That sounds like that's Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
What?
Oh, wait. They inserted it in there. Weird. What's this? Well, it's a yelling guy in pajamas. Hockey ninja.
Somebody tweeted and said they thought View to a Kill was the worst Bond movie. I think that person has not watched Moonraker recently.
Yeah, it's not good.
Because there's no double take pigeon in View to a Kill.
No. Double take pigeon.
Great Duran Duran song. Actually, the highest charting James Bond song.
Was what? Pigeon?
View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
Double take pigeon was a song.
Double take pigeon.
Great. Now, that movie sucks. It's not good. Yeah. And if you don't like it, you can leave immediately.
You will leave immediately.
Immediately.
After I press you to a cucumber sandwich.
Yes. Subscribe today. I want to thank Bruce for all the insight on what Burning Man is all about. He sent this giant email that just went into huge detail about what Burning Man is, because I had talked about how little I know of Burning Man. And I just wanted Bruce to know that I appreciated the email that he sent. That was cool. And it was nice. But too much to read here. I got an email from Kevin who says, Dear Hot Atlanta, As a resident of Atlanta, I want you to, or let you in on a little secret. The only people that say Hotlanta are those who are trying to appear cool and in the know, when the truth is not a single person who lives here calls it Hotlanta. A typical conversation with someone from out of town goes like this. Out of towner says, quote, where are you from? The other person says, Atlanta. Out of towner says, oh, Hotlanta. This is usually followed by a groan and perhaps a quick, yep, it's hot here. Another example is going to a concert to see if you're, see your favorite out-of-town musician. Imagine seeing Metallica and the legendary James Hetfield get up on the mic and go, hey, Hotlanta! Nothing could make James Hetfield look more uncool or out of touch with the city he is uttering those words in. Just wanted to keep you guys in the loop with the South. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Well, I understand. Mm-hmm. The people in New Orleans don't like to be told it's New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah. Right.
I get it. I totally understand. I don't like that everyone thinks Utah is all jello and, you know, people with 20 kids.
Right, like, or 20 wives.
Yeah, stereotypes suck. And they don't usually aren't very true. And it's not always hot in Atlanta, and it's not cool to call it that. So we're
it
not going to do that.
It is always sunny in Philadelphia, though.
That's true.
I'll say that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cue the happy music. Dear Stimpy and the Brain, says Ron. He is paint guy in Seattle.
All right.
He says, just curious. I got a juicer last Christmas and thought about it before plugging it in. I don't want to throw away any part of the food that I put in there, all the good stuff in the pulp, he says. And it looks like a real pain to clean. So I took it back and got a decent blender to make my healthy smoothie drinks. TMS makes work day whiz by, Ron. All right, Ron. So here's the deal.
You can do that, yes.
You can. It's not hard to clean, first of all. That's simple. That's totally fast. I don't know. I can't speak for every brand, but the one you and I got is easy. No problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. If you do, okay, let's say you're doing.
Especially if you get a little bag to put your pulp stuff in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's great like garden compost, but if you don't want to do that and you want to eat it, here's what you should do. You grind up, let's say they're tomatoes, and you use it in your next tomato soup stock that you're going to make. Mm-hmm. Or you're grinding up something like, I don't know, kale.
Yeah.
That stuff works great in all kinds of soup stocks and muffins.
It just means you got to, you know, seed your fruit, and you can't put anything in there that has a rind that you don't want to eat. But you could totally, you know, just clean the pulp container or put a bag in there, and you can absolutely use that stuff.
Yeah, and if you're like me, you do a little of both. You got the blender for some things and that for other things, and it's a nice combination. So not that you should run right back out and get it, but I don't think it's as big a deal as you think. And there are times where I'll put like the, you know, five different things in at once, and then I definitely don't want that pulp together.
Right, yes.
So you want to plan ahead. It's like, well, I'm doing the grapes now, and if I want to keep that pulp, I should take it out of there before I put in the next fruit or whatever.
Cleo says, eat your pulp by freezing it in ice cube trays. So like your fruit and stuff, that'd actually probably be really good. Like little fruit wagon wheel time for time or popsicle things. You remember?
Sounds the veggie. Yeah, for fruit, that sounds good. For like veggies, that sounds terrible. Sounds awful.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Veggie pop.
Carrot shards.
That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes the program. We're done. That's it. If you want to email us, you can. We'll be happy to read them here. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is the address to send them to. Tomorrow's a big show because we'll finally get Jerry and Chinbeard on here after a couple of weeks.
It's been a while, yeah. A
couple of weeks. Excited about that, though, because they're always fun to talk to. If you want to know more, then tune in. Be here live or catch it on the podcast feed. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. Find links to everything we're doing there, including our Facebook's link, which is /TheMorningStream. Email us, TheMorningStream@gmail.com. And on Twitter, MorningStream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. Oh, real quick note, Nerdtacular 2013 swag bags are up and available, a deluxe version and a standard version.
Oh, cool.
On the store now, frogpants.com/store. And that will let you get whatever you want. The second, the deluxe one's really cool because I got a bunch of Blizzard stuff that we're not charging anything for. Only shipping, you know, whatever it costs extra to ship them.
Is that the, like, that pin?
Be the art book, the pin.
Yeah. That's nice.
The art book's big. That's amazing. And that's like a $60 thing anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's basically free. You just pay for shipping. And then what was the other thing in there? Something. Oh, the StarCraft puzzle. It's like a big round can puzzle thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, more stuff. And we're selling way more of the deluxe version. So if you want to get in on that before they're out, now's the time. Frogpants.com/store.
Sweet.
That's it. Let's get out. Let's be done. Brian, song, something.
Sir, yes. This one is a request going out to Laura. Hello, TMS. I have no clue where to email this request. Well, you did it to the right place. Help a wife out, please. My name is Laura Bean. My husband, Jim, always listens to TMS and every other podcast offered. And she says she also listens when he's home and blasting TMS through the apartment. She says she loves listening to us, too. We're from Philadelphia and would love to get out to Nerdtacular someday. So Jim's birthday is September 9th. He's going to be 32. And I wanted to see about having a song played for him. They're usually covers, right? I'm not sure what exactly he would want to hear, but I guess I can tell you our wedding song, and I'll let you guys figure something out. Our third anniversary is October 16th, and our wedding song was Stained, Tangled Up in You from the Illusion of Progress album. So if you cannot get a song played on September 9th, October 16th will be fine too. We'll be in Disney World, blah, 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 blah. Let me know if you need any other info or song selections. Thanks, Laura. So yes, Laura, I don't have any covers of your wedding song. However, it sounds like your husband likes Stained, and you probably do as well. Stained only has a handful of covers, two or three, and they included a lot of them on their singles album as bonus tracks, live tracks recorded in concert, including this one recorded live at Hero Ballroom. It is their excellent, excellent cover of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. Here is Stained. Enjoy it, and happy birthday to your husband, and happy anniversary in a couple months.
Absolutely. You guys will be back here tomorrow. We hope you come and join us. If you can't be here live, get us on your hard drive or on your listening device of choice. We can't wait for it. We'll be here tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. It's Comfortably Numb. See you then.
Yay.
Keep you going for the show. Come on. it's time to go. There is no pain you are receiving, and there's the ship smoke on the horizon. You're only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. And hopefully we'll see you again very soon.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.